Welcome back to First Did You Know Show of this week. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you guys on this Monday, April 17th. Noah, how was your weekend? Good weekend?
My weekend, yeah, pretty good. Pretty good weekend.
Good to hear, man. All right, well, want to kick us off?
I mean, I would absolutely love to. Y'all are lucky. Y'all getting a twofer today. Two for the price of one.
You got two of them?
Well, I mean, it's one, but it's a, if you didn't know, you get to learn something extra.
All right, fair.
So did you know that the soda, 7-Up, it contained, upon its launch, mood stabilizers inside of its drink?
Really?
Yeah. So most people, here's your twofer right here. Most people know that Coca-Cola originally had cocaine in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, 7-Up had something also. So the soda contained a potentially harmful ingredient that was actually a prescription mood stabilizer.
Interesting.
So the drug was known as lithium citrate, which is used in modern times now to actually treat conditions such as bipolar disorder.
Mm.
So they had that in the 7-Up drink. Upon the 7-Up's inception, the soda actually was called Bib-Label Lithated Lemon Lime Soda. Like, they straight up were like, yes,
good name.
We have this mood. So yeah, it's really not very catchy,
yeah,
we'd say. But yeah, that's the original name. They finally actually changed it to 7-Up in 1936, but it wasn't until 1948 that the lithium citrate was actually proven to be harmful, and then they had to remove it from the ingredients of 7-Up.
Interesting.
So you could, back then, drink some 7-Up, and that was
stabilize
like your prescription.
Your
stabilize your mood. Yeah, there you go.
Wow, that is crazy. I definitely did not know that. All right, so did you know that the this is kind of, it's not even really a did you know, it's just kind of more like a fun fact kind of thing, but the first World Parachuting Championships were held in 1951. So parachuting was originally strictly for airborne military divisions.
Right.
But then teams from five nations squared off in the first ever World Championships in Yugoslavia in 1951. And then the competition made its way to the United States in 1962. And by that time, there were 22 different nations represented in the sport. And it was becoming better known as skydiving. So the sport was initially called skydiving, and it encompassed a whole bunch of different sort of events, parachuting, skydiving, and different things like that. But the World Championships continue to evolve, of course, because the competitors get better at what they do, and they push the boundaries of what the sport can be. And at the 2022 Championships in Arizona, skydivers competed in events to determine the best group formations, artistic styles, and, of course, the fastest speeds to parachute down. But I've never really witnessed a skydiving / parachuting competition, but it seems like pretty cool stuff. The best group formations, I bet, is pretty impressive to watch.
Especially to watch that from the ground and see the formations they come up with. It's crazy that, like, when you said that, I was like, what, parachuting competition? But then, like, I guess it makes sense, but really I've never heard of the National Parachute Championship or anything like that, but
right.
But it makes sense because I do, you know, they do have competitions and stuff like that. I just didn't ever think of it as a championship sport type of thing, I guess.
Right. Yeah. And I wonder which is more entertaining to watch, the artistic group formation kind of part, or like just the speed, so you can
go down.
I bet they go down pretty quick.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So there you have it. The first time that happened was 1951. So it's been going on for over 70 years. So, all right. Thanks for tuning into the Did You Know Show. Learn something about 7-Up and some parachuting as well. So we'll see you guys tomorrow, 2:45 p.m.